From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The United States says it cannot confirm Russian President Vladimir Putin's claim that his country is supporting a Syrian opposition group. Putin told senior defense ministry officials Friday that Russia has provided air cover, weapons, and supplies to the Free Syrian Army in fighting alongside the Syrian army against the self-proclaimed Islamic State. Here in Washington, State Department spokesman John Kirby said that the opposition has tended to use the name Free Syrian Army to refer to an umbrella of opposition groups trying to topple the Assad regime.
As we've said in the past, the vast majority of the airstrikes conducted by Russian military aircrafts are against opposition groups to Assad and not aimed at ISIL.
The United States accuses Russia of propping up the Assad regime by launching airstrikes against moderate rebels instead of Islamic State. The first Canadian military plane carrying Syrian refugees arrived in Toronto late Thursday. The group was greeted by Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and other top government officials. Trudeau said he hopes that other nations will follow Canada's lead.
This is a wonderful night where we get to show not just a plane load of new Canadians what Canada's all about, but we get to show the world how to open our hearts and welcome in people who are fleeing extraordinarily difficult situations.
Of the 163 people who arrived from Jordan, 116 will settle in the Toronto area. The others are sponsored by Canadians in another part of Ontario, as well as British Columbia and Alberta. This is VOA News. Negotiators at the UN climate conference in Paris expect to have a final draft agreement to curb global warming by Saturday morning. As VOA's Luis Ramirez reports, talks are going into an extra day as teams from 196 countries struggle to agree on a global plan to deal with climate change.
After attending overnight talks, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry continued his lobbying efforts on Friday, meeting with India's representative. But no indication of any concessions from India, which along with China, Saudi Arabia, and Malaysia, all of which are either major coal users or oil-producing countries, are critical of what they say is an unfair expectation that poorer countries pay for the environmental damage that industrialized countries have inflicted. As the talks went beyond their deadline, the French capital saw more protests, with Greenpeace activists at the Arc de Triomphe demanding quick action on climate change after the talks end. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Paris.
Gunmen in Burundi launched coordinated attacks on three military bases in the capital Friday, sparking gun battles that left at least 12 of the attackers dead. A Burundian army spokesman said in a statement that 21 attackers were captured, along with some arms and explosives. He said five soldiers were wounded. However, army soldiers speaking on condition of anonymity said at least three Burundian soldiers were killed. The UN Security Council condemned the violence. U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power called for further dialogue between the sides.
The members of the Security Council demand that all armed groups put aside their arms and cease all forms of destabilizing activities in order to end the cycle of violence and retaliation.
Burundi has been plagued with unrest since April when its president announced he would seek a third term. Critics said that he was violating the Constitution's two-term limit, as well as an agreement that ended the country's civil war. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for a car bombing and gunfire that struck a diplomatic neighborhood of Kabul late Friday. Afghan police say at least two people were killed, including a Spanish policeman. Several others were wounded. A nearby hospital run by an Italian charity reports it treated seven victims. Friday's attack followed a 27-hour siege of an airport military housing complex in southern Kandahar earlier this week. At least 10 Taliban fighters equipped with suicide belts killed 54 people, including 39 civilians. On Wall Street, stocks tumbled Friday as crude oil prices reached a 7-year low. The Dow Jones Industrials, the S&P 500, and the Nasdaq all plunged around 2%. European markets were lower. Asian trading was mixed. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.